All right, so this is our first mini episode for our paid subscribers, and we were racking our brains trying to figure out like what should we talk about, and we decided to actually make it simple and talk about like what's on our phones and like what apps we use and what widgets we use and like how our home screens are set up for productivity, because it's, I always find it really interesting to see how different people utilize their technologies. So do you want to start, or do you want me, let's start with lock screens. How about that? So what's on your lock screen right now? Yeah. Like before you do anything, what do you see on your phone and why?
Lock screen. I got to look at it because, okay. So my lock screen is pretty simple. Okay. It's just date, time, and then a couple of the icons that have notifications. That's it. It's black. I don't actually even have a picture in the background. Yeah. I don't want to lose my phone and then somebody has a picture of like me or my kids or anything else like that. I go like minimalist.
It's because you don't like my pretty computer. It's cool.
I don't have a background. It's, it's all black. I'm the minimalist, brutalist, design aesthetic. Like I see nothing. So I will see nothing.
What about you, Adam? What do you got on your auto animation of like whatever the weather is outside? So like right now, it shows raindrops because it's raining outside, which is kind of cool. It also shows. I mean, it's just briefly
and
animated.
So you can't get briefly, that from a static picture. You have to have the animation. It's also got, you know,
date, time.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Like what city I'm in. Like, I already know what city I'm in, but whatever. It's also got like, it shows the 64 and cloudy, the high and the low. And then I've got a widget for Insight Timer, which is a meditation app. But what I like about the widget is that it always has like some kind of like quote for the day on it. It's from like some like guru or something, which is kind of cool. It's actually different. It's happy.
What is today's quote
to
of the day?
Thai community, let's welcome this new year with the hope in our .. I assume that means heart. So it just ran out of space. So yeah, apparently it is. I did not know that, but I learned that widget on my
today
lock screen.
The so Thai New go. Year is that what?
Yeah, that's my lock screen. Okay, so moving on. That's the lock screen. So what's on? You open your phone. What's the what's on your home screen? Like
Okay. I think I'm going to, knowing how you are and how, you shudder and cringe at how I run my life in terms of email and browser tabs, I think I'm going to make you shudder and cringe.
Oh, I need to, before you start,
in just a moment.
Hold it up to the camera.
So we're going
to
go top. We're going to go top.
Okay, I need to see. What's about to give me a mild heart attack?
Okay,
we're not going to share this video.
I got to make sure I'm not like exposing anything.
Oh god! Oh no! No.
Okay, so here we go. Top to bottom. There's time, and the only reason the time is there is because this weird widget has the weather on the right side, and I want the weather. And it gets kind of discombobulated if I only have the weather because I don't have another thing on the left side. So even though time is above it, I still have time again and the date. Then after that, there's a couple of blocks worth of calendar. So I can kind of see my calendar there. But Android has now added the ability to swipe that widget. So I have actually multiple widgets within that widget. So if I swipe to the right, there's Todoist in there. Then I've got power of the phone as well as any other devices that are attached to the phone. So I can see kind of how those are all. Then after that, then I've got the actual icon. So it's 3 rows, 3x5 of icons. Most of them are not single apps. Most of them are actually folders with apps inside of them.
I knew
I was going to make you cringe there. And it's all grouped, right? Yeah. So I've got like one grouping of financial apps. There's a bunch of them. So they're all together. There's one grouping of health apps. There's a bunch of them. So they're all together. Yeah. Automobile apps, reading apps, productivity apps, house, you know, like all of these things are kind of there. The only two apps that are by themselves is I've got one for a camera at the house.
Okay.
And then one for Obsidian, which is note taking. So that deserves its own like quick access. And then at the bottom, I've got five icons. I've got phone, email, Signal, regular messaging, because now very annoyingly Signal is not regular.
What's funny is my phone icon is now on the third screen over. I don't even have it on my home screen at all anymore. Like it's not even on the bar that says, I don't use my phone as a phone hardly ever. So like, no, I don't
call people.
So, Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. I love.
Should we just get you like a Palm Pilot from before? Because I actually still have a Palm Pilot.
All right, so I'm gonna show you my screen.
We can save a lot of money by doing that.
Nothing.
Oh my God, what is happening? You have nothing useful here.
I love.
You're walking around with a dashboard.
Yeah,
that's a dashboard. Why do you have a dashboard? A dashboard? The word dashboard
is so perfect.
It goes into your dash, on the screen, like in your car.
For those of you that cannot see it, at the top is my calendar. It's the next
walking around dashboard.
It's very helpful. Then below that, I've actually got three widgets on my screen for the time that I track during the day. So I try to read for an hour a day. So I've got the widget showing how much I've read. So today I've read 51 minutes and 49 seconds. I see that right on the screen. How much time I practiced Mandarin, which is zero today. I've really been just sucking at that lately. And how much time I spent writing, which is also zero because I've really neglected that one too. So it's a good reminder to get back to. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I use it. Yeah, exactly.
So for each one of those, do you have to start it and stop it every time you do the thing?
It's a reminder tool and accountability tool. Then I do have one folder for like learn. So that's got just a couple things in it, a couple apps in it. For learning Chinese, reading news, artifact. I even put Reddit in there because I learned from Reddit. Then I've got my habit list, which are the habits I want to do each day. So it's a good reminder for that. Obsidian has this dedicated link on there. Very important.
Uh-huh.
Google Home, controlling thermostats and whatnot is very helpful. And then I've got my mail app, which is Spark Mail, the app for that. I've got Slack. I've got Shortcuts because I can do a lot of things with Apple Shortcuts. So I can launch different things and do all kinds of different stuff with that. And then I've got my messaging app, whatever the text messaging app is. And that's the whole home screen. That's it. That's all. It's done.
So basically, we could replace your phone.
That would replace
with
a lot
paper
of it.
Calendar
really
and three stopwatches.
And the next screen over is nothing but good. Widgets. Like just all widgets, man. It's the greatest. Oh, the next screen. It's just that's it. That's it's all widgets.
Okay, you got to show me the next.
It's
screen
all.
Over. What is happening?
Look at the widgets.
I don't even understand why
Spotify,
you own a phone.
The last thing I listen to, I can launch Audible, which I listen to constantly, and it launches the last thing. It's got the full.
So I could get you a radio and a tape recorder. We can get rid of those widgets, okay?
And then it's got like a little Siri suggestion. I can scroll through different widgets, and then it's got all of my queued podcasts from my podcast app in there. So it's a very helpful screen.
Okay, so I can get you a calendar,
I mean,
three stopwatches, a radio, and a cassette player, and you won't need a phone ever again.
All right. So listen, to wrap this up,
I mean, you don't call anybody. I called you earlier today. Am I the only person that's called you all day today?
I don't make that many calls or use the phone that much.
Oh my God.
And if I do, it's like half the time it's like Siri doing it. So I'm not even using the app. I mean, it's fun. All right. So listen, let's wrap this up.
Why do you have a phone plan?
We need to keep this under 10 minutes.
What is happening here?
Or 12-ish minutes. So that's true. That's a good point.
I don't think we need to.
What's your favorite? I think listeners actually
know that
hands
very well.
Hands down, not even to. Favorite. Yeah. Maybe not favorite. What's the app you're using the most? Let me ask you that. What app do you end up using the most on your phone? More than anything else. Okay, cool.
I mean, I think now it's probably Obsidian. Maybe Obsidian and email. I like, you know, when I'm out and about, sometimes I'll be checking email just to kill some time and clean up the inbox while I'm waiting for something to happen. But beyond email, I think it's Obsidian. I've really gotten into it more and more. Yeah. I don't know that I'm as good as some other people in terms of like documenting and getting it all in there.
Okay.
But I do. I have definitely.
I'm going to give you two because I'm going to feel like a total
doofus.
What about
you? What's your go-to?
So the first one I'm going to give you is I'm going to go with the productivity, the calendar, man. Like Google Calendar on my phone. I use the Google app on the phone. It's great. I'm in the calendar a lot, making sure I'm not missing anything, whatever else. The other one is the game Marvel Snap, which I probably play more than I should if we're just being very honest. So Those are the two. And I Marvel, I have to swipe several screens to get to Marvel Snap. It's, I'm trying to keep myself off of it and make it more difficult to get to. And yet I still find myself there quite a bit. So
it's a great game.
I must tell listeners, you have gotten me hooked on that game. And I do play it. And it is one swipe over for me. There is a games folder. I've got two games in there. The only two games installed on my phone. Yeah. Marvel Snap. And then the New York Times crossword puzzle stuff. Because I do the mini every night.
I don't like to flex the brain.
I do like that.
Try to unflex it really as best we can.
A little bit. Makes you think about words that you don't like. Yeah. I thought about the word anvil today because that was the answer to one of the clues. I haven't thought about anvils and blacksmiths in a long time.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening to our new subscription thingy. And we'll come back with some more stuff soon, you know? Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, of course. That's obviously what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for being a subscriber more than anything. Because if you're listening to this, you're obviously a subscriber. Yeah. We appreciate you. Thanks for supporting our weird Tech Talk Y'all habit that's been going on for 6 years now. We couldn't do this without you. We're doing this because we want to start driving some revenue to us. To help expand the listenership of Tech Talk Y'all. So don't worry, your money is not going to go into some fedora habit for Adam or some hot chocolate habit for me.
That's it.
We're going to plow it back into the show and hopefully expand the audience. So thank you for coming along on this ride.